Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Your host for the number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Hope that you are having a great day today. Thank you for being here at Fix the Family, Fix America, where we do it in four parts plus one. That will be positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one being disease and the diet, where we are out to stop, prevent, and cure all the degenerative diseases that are affecting families across this country. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about tonight's disease and the diet workshop, and then tell you about what I did last night and our ongoing segment of the Early Journey Foundation and its expansion into veterans, along with premature children and cancer victims, alternative cancer treatments. Very, very fantastic stuff, let me tell you. And just loving every bit of everything that is happening right now. There is some good things and bad things, of course, happening to me, as frequent listeners know. But we are trying to get things going as we move forward in all of our interactions with the world. And so thank you for being here. My name is Jack Hatfield. Ready to be here, be ready. We are, by the way, also on location at a sandhill.sohooffice.com, where you can unleash the entrepreneur in you by coming to sandhill.sohooffice.com or visiting them at the Village at Sandhill in Columbia, South Carolina. We are actually on location there. So this is a fantastic opportunity for us to be here, to be involved with this fantastic organization, to be involved doing all it does, the printing, the logo design, the website design, the social media marketing assistance, lots and lots of stuff. Let me tell you, this is fantastic. So if you are ready to unleash the entrepreneur in you, take a visit to sandhill.sohooffice.com, send them an email and say, I need some printing, I need a logo, I need the world to help me, and they will help you. Make sure you do that right now, today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, tonight, Disease and the Diet Workshop will be at the Columbia Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina, Earth Fair on Divine Street. Be there at 6 o'clock, so if you are within 7 hours of driving distance, get in your car right now and get down there to the Earth Fair and be there for Disease and the Diet. This is workshop number 6 there at that Columbia location, and I believe the topic is the rise and hopefully fall of soy. So if you think that you are up to date and think soy is all the good stuff that you have heard it to be, make sure that you are in the place to be tonight, and you will learn the absolute truth. Absolute truth. Now, breaking news broke out right before this show began. Right before this show began, has something to do with Sesame Street. Now, I don't know about you, Sesame Street's been going around for 31 years. 31 years, and there has been over and over lots of different rumors and fun and all kind of things happening with the Bert and Ernie saga. But Bert, as you know, has a Twitter account. To say that Bert has a Twitter account is pretty weird. Anyway, there's a rumor now is sparking more rumors because Bert tweeted a tweet about an A-Team remake comparing himself to the A-Team star Mr. T. He said, "Ever notice how similar my hair is to Mr. T's? The only difference is mine is a little more mo and a little less Hulk." Now, others, Mo was short for homo, and this was Bert's way of coming out at the perfect time because the gay pride groups are saying it's being sent right in the middle of Pride Month and seems like a fun-coded message to us Mo's and one that they are happy to pick up on. So it was a nice little joke, and nobody really knows anything about the facts about what's going on except for Sesame Street has said that the writer had no intention of implying anything by the tweet, no agenda and no idea that it would be interpreted any other way except that A-Team movie was out and Bert has like a mini mohawk. So that's what they were saying. That's the official Sesame Street reply, but I don't understand. There seems to be a lot of action around that, and I don't see why. But anyway, 31 years of Sesame Street, we got to give it its props for being there. I know I've watched it, and it has been a favorite of mine when I was growing up. It's a little different now than when we were kids, and especially when you have articles such as this or rumors such as this making its way around. So, that is an interesting breaking news saga to start off the day here, right before Halloween. Halloween coming up soon. Let me tell you about something scarier than anything you can imagine on Halloween, and that is what we are eating and consuming and changing our lives with, and you will learn more about that if you can get to Disease and a Diet Workshop tonight at the Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina. So, there's a guy who says you need to cut out 5 foods from your life to be the best you can be. So we're going to read what he's trying to say. And then we're going to read about low testosterone is a problem in cancer. We're going to learn all about that today. And then we're going to talk about what I did last night. So let's get ready, get started, and have a great time here on Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, so yesterday, let me tell you a little bit about that. Yesterday, sitting there, waiting for my turn, and just all of what was around me. And let me tell you what was around me. I was honored to be at the Purple Heart, Military Order of the Purple Heart meeting, where I was to tell them and cordially invite them to what the Early Journey Foundation has began, which is the Heroes Dinner. And it's where we take older veterans and newer veterans and newer younger veterans coming out of the Afghanistan and Iraqi conflicts and wars and putting them together in the same room so that this new younger generation can grasp a bigger and better understanding of what past generations have been through, because as you can guess right now, a very bad stat was told to me that there's more homeless veterans coming out of these wars than any of the other wars, and that's an astounding stat. And it's come also to my knowledge that the older veterans are attempting to help more and more of these younger veterans, and it's really, really making a difference for them to talk. And we do it in an informal setting through this Heroes Dinner, and it also allows not only for the fellowship of the older veterans and the newer veterans, but it allows for citizens who have no other means to thank a veteran. They have no veterans in their family, or they have no military in their family, or no one close, or they don't know any veterans. This allows civilians that have no other means to go and thank a veteran and say, I appreciate you, and I want to shake your hand, and I thank you for your service. So these Heroes Dinners hopefully be weekly, starting in South Carolina and starting in Columbia. We've already had two in Columbia. We're having our third one very soon. Then we're going to go to Charleston, Greenville, and Augusta. Then we're going to move to Georgia, and then we're going to move across the southeastern United States until we reach Texas, and then we'll move up. But these dinners, the last one in October, October 7th, our special guest was Crystal Davis, amputee that was featured in the HBO documentary Alive Day Memories. Just an astounding meeting there. We had some Purple Heart recipients. We had some World War II veterans, Korean War veterans. We had her from the Iraq War. It was just a heartwarming, eye-opening, good-feeling experience that I cannot give you how this feels over the radio. I cannot give you how this feels over the internet. You have to be at one to understand and appreciate what's going on, and we're trying to get that bigger and better than ever before. So we really, really, really would like you to go to heroesdinner.com, help us out, and so that we can pay for these dinners and have this fellowship to really start working on things. And it would be a great, great thing to have your support. And if we could spread the message that these are occurring, and we want them to occur on a weekly basis, so that we can get these veterans talking. And we expanded the groups. We have the American Legion's approval of these dinners. They love the idea. Again, I met the Purple Heart when I spoke there last night. That was just an esteemed honor. Met a Medal of Honor winner, Colonel Murray, whose name was on the hall we were in. It was absolutely astounding, the military personnel and the veterans, people that have sacrificed and worked hard for you to sit around and do what you do, no matter what it is, and for you to have the freedom to be able to do what you do. These gentlemen are the cause of that, and that was an amazing, amazing thing. So I just have to say thank you to the Purple Heart Group, Military Order of the Purple Heart. I give a big salute and shout out to you, and I do cannot wait for the next dinners for you to become involved, and let's start helping the people that have come back from the current military wars and are facing any trials or tribulations. So I just had to tell you about all of that. That was a fantastic thing for me. And so, again, go to heroesdinner.com. Help us out a little bit. because we do pay for these dinners. We pay for transportation if necessary of older or injured veterans, current injured veterans or older injured veterans, or older gentlemen that are older people that need a way to get to these things. We have, hopefully we're going to have an Iwo Jima veteran at one of the dinners and get him transported over to the dinner, and it's just going to be a fantastic thing. And I can't say enough of what this does for everyone that's attended so far. They can't say enough about it, and we're just getting tremendous feedback. So we can't give up and we can't stop. We have to work forward and move forward to make this happen, and that's why I'm here asking you to please assist us, heroesdinner.com, and just, you know, give back to the veterans that gave you your freedom. Give back to the veterans that helped you be who you are. Even though you might say that they didn't shape who you are, that's not true, because the freedoms that you are feeling in this country is one of the reasons you are who you are. So I just wanted to say that. I again, bless everyone at the Military Order of Purple Heart last night, and just fantastic. Love it and totally appreciate it. Thank you very much, and I salute you. All right, let's get back into some new stuff. Let's get it going. Fix the family. Fix America. Within 7 hours of driving distance from the Columbia, South Carolina Earth Fair, we really need you to get in the car and start driving in 41 minutes, of course. You want to listen to the show. And again, we have to thank you. Our show's increase in listenership is absolutely amazing. And I am on another show on November 2nd, to Tuesday, I believe. And, wow, I don't have that information in front of me, but being interviewed on another show, I will tweet. Follow me at twitter.com/JackHatfield. I will tweet when that is, and you can also get me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Get with me, get started so you can keep up to date on all the news and issues that we're doing, and find out where I'm being interviewed on Tuesday on this same channel, Blog Talk Radio. And really wish I had that in front of me. That's just annoying. But look forward to it and want you to listen. It's on the two books, How We Get Motivated and all the things we're doing now and for moving forward. Now, they've got a study that they are finding out that obviously aging men are plagued by low levels of testosterone, then they're tumor-free, are plagued by low levels of testosterone, but they're finding out that aging men with cancer actually has lower levels of testosterone than tumor-free peers, and it's not helping them mentally is what they're saying. They're saying low estrogen levels in women who have been treated for cancer, the consequences are well known, but no one's paying much attention to testosterone levels in men when they're being treated with cancer. So they're finding out that if they can keep the testosterone up in males that are being obviously conventionally treated with cancer, their well-being and mental health is helped a lot. Because I can tell you that if you just feel real bad along with the disease and then all of a sudden nothing else works, they're finding out that that's not helping the survival rate of that conventional treatment. So we need to, they're saying they need to look at that. They're going to look at testosterone replacement for cancer treatments, and they're going to do a testosterone replacement trial to see if they can improve their survivorship, men with cancer. So while they're working on the mental health aspect of that, they need to also be working on why the conventional treatment could be doing better. But this could be a twofold thing. If you have happier mental health, you can have happier physical health. So that is at least a good thing to be looking at. At least it's not something like, well, we don't care because nothing's working anyway. So that's another one. Well, everyone's pretty much heard of P90X so far anytime, but the person who started P90X has said, come out today, it says 5 foods to cut for your diet, and he calls them food porn. So let's look if he is anywhere close here. What he's saying is you must stop eating and drinking this if you want to achieve your fitness goal. Now, while that may be true, if your fitness goal is absolute, you know, superior atonement of most P90X, you know, people on the program, I can definitely see that. So here's what he's saying. Let's look at it. First one, processed sugars, of course. We talk about that here on this show a lot. Normal listeners know that white sugar, HFCS, high fructose corn syrup, of course, sucrose or any kind of sugar, that came from a factory. It doesn't help you at all. It's basically totally empty calories. So you're going to have to look. That is the most common additive of all bad foods in the U.S., and I do not agree. While sugar is in a lot of foods, soy is in 188,000 products. Sugar is probably in the same brand, so they're probably tied. But you need to look for both, in my mind. But definitely sugar is not necessary, of course. You know that, regular listeners. He says, get away from alcohol because calories from alcohol is empty as sugar. And that is correct because alcohol is burned first. But he's saying alcohol dehydrates your body, which compromises muscle growth, and it slows your metabolism so you burn fewer calories. So drinking gives you less muscle, more fat. And that would be true when you're working out. Of course, but in the scheme of things, moderation is, of course, the key. And then he says cut out caffeine because he says increase cortisol levels in the body, which inhibit lean muscle growth. I don't know about that. There's an awful lot of studies out there that says caffeine gives you a little boost to actually make you work harder. So I'd have to look into that one a little bit, see where we are on that, but he's definitely cutting out the caffeine there. And then he says, cut out anything with a face. So he wants you to be lean. He's saying you could find decent lean meat sources, but in the last few decades, the hormones, antibiotics, and chemicals that have been used to process meat and fish make them bad foods. I agree completely with that statement, but he does not take into effect that there are plenty of farmers out there doing the organic farming in the correct way with the grass-fed beef, the farm-raised normal-fed fish, the obviously wild-caught fish, and, of course, organic pork. And common listeners of this show know chicken really would only give you somewhat of some protein. And then he says, get rid of gluten. So he is saying, become a vegetarian, but he's telling you to eat tofu. And if you come to Disease and the Diet tonight, you will find out that he is dead wrong. Dead wrong. So he is pushing the agenda that everyone else pushes. So we need to pay attention when we read stuff like this, even if he is a highly well-known guy that put out a P90X. So very important you check that out. Read into these things. As you know, that's what we do, and completely wrong on the lean meat sources. So that is completely wrong. Of course, gluten, you don't need it. Sugar, you don't need it. Caffeine, you don't need. And alcohol, you don't need. So these are the things you don't need. But some of these things do make life somewhat fun. I'm sorry, but a cupcake to a child is one of the happiest things on earth. And if it's made with all organic ingredients, it's not going to be the end-all, be-all. Just one of the things that, I don't know, one of very important to talk about this too. Being overly militant about your life is not going to help you be healthy, as if you are just understanding what you need to do and do it to the best of your ability. The world is out to for you to have an easy road down the bad eating road. I mean, that is something that the world is definitely giving you. But I want you to grasp this. If you are too militant about what you're feasting upon and you cut out absolutely everything that's unnecessary in your life, I mean, it is not. Think of all the things that's absolutely unnecessary in your life and you start cutting them out. Your life may not be worth being here and helping people. That's my goal. That's why I do all the things I do. That's why my Early Journey Foundation takes care of premature children, takes care of cancer victims, and takes care of veterans. Each one of those people may have lost their wing, and our one-wing butterfly is perfect in that aspect. So people say, you know, they come to the disease and diet workshops, and they're like, well, I can't eat this, and they're getting very militant. And I say, okay, that's fine. I want you to be wary of what you're eating. I want you to be wary of what you're consuming. I want you to understand that there is an agenda out there to give you not good food so that you don't learn and you don't move forward as fast as you possibly could. But I also don't want you to sit there and be so militant that you're constantly in a state of worry and stress, that you could be consuming the wrong thing, because that's going to be as detrimental to your health as actually doing the wrong thing on a constant basis. So while we talk about all the things that are good or bad or indifferent, we make sure you just keep them in your mind. Do the best you can on a normal basis, on a common basis. And then, you know, fudge. If you have to fudge every now and then, I'm sorry. As I tell everyone, have a nice libation before going to bed. Or after work, the world's been served alcohol through prohibition and beyond. And if cancer rates were caused by that or caused an issue with that, the cancer rates would have been bigger a long time ago. So just moderation, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. Just be wary and be knowledgeable of what you're doing, and things will be better for it. And that's really what we want you to do. That's really what I want you to do, because I want people to enjoy their life. I want you to be positive. I want you to be a success. I want you to have fun. I want you to help others. I want you to be the best you can be. I want you to be healthy so that you can do more and be more and feel more like doing more on a common basis. This is very, very important. I really want you to do that. And that's why we do all this. That's why we do the positive fathering seminars and tell fathers to get up and get moving and be with your children. That's why we do the Make a Difference mothering seminars to say, get up, get moving, be healthy, and help your children, teach your children, make sure they're knowledgeable, make sure they're learning everything. That's why we pull through parents so that they, when they hit a snag and they can't get through to a child, that we help them get through to a child and make them a generational impact to make them be better. That is crucial. And that's why, of course, we reveal your success, so that when your success is reached and the pinnacle of you is achieved, you can spread that success around and help others in massive ways. But being vigilant and militant, sitting in your house trying to escape the whole world that you feel is against you, that's not going to help any of us at all. So get out there and get started. Now, in that same vein of getting out there and getting started, I know some of you are sitting in a cubicle, looking around, listening to the laughter of maybe other workers that should be doing some work. Nothing wrong with laughter, don't get me wrong, but maybe you're sitting there saying, you know, I do a lot of the work around here, and these people just sit around and flub off. Well, it's time for you to entrepreneur up, my man, and that's why sandhill.sandhilloffice.com is the place you need to be, and in fact, we are on location at the sandhill.sohooffice.com, Village at Sandhill Soho Office. Great place for you to be if you are ready to entrepreneur up. You're tired of working for someone else who doesn't appreciate who you are, then work for you and be the best you can be. They have web design, logo design, social media marketing, envelopes, letterhead, copies, big format printing, anything that you've seen those big box staple stores or office depot stores can do, they do even better because they do it with the service and the knowledge that knows that the entrepreneur is doing a little more than just needing some copies. The entrepreneur is doing a little more than just putting on the one hat. The entrepreneur is wearing the many hats and the many ways that he is trying to grow his or her business, and that is important. So you need someone that understands that relationship, that understands the stresses of the small business, understands the work of the entrepreneur, and this place is the place. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. It is the place for you to be. Be there. Give them a call today and let's get started. Fix the family, fix America. On this show, we talk a lot about all of those drugs that people take, and then they suddenly find out, oh, that was a bad thing to take. Well, GlaxoSmithKline just settled British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline paid $750 million to settle allegations that it manufactured and sold adulterated drugs, including the popular antidepressant Paxil. Paxil, ladies and gentlemen. So, what they're saying is the faulty manufacturing, the company allowed several drugs to be adulterated between 2001 and 2005, including Paxil CR, which is a skin infection ointment called Bactroban, and an anti-nausea drug called Ketrol, and the doctor called Avandamet, or Avandamet. So it's very important that the company was paying this. They're saying that they operated the plant in a manner that violated good manufacturing practices. So not only do you have the FDA allowing companies to put out drugs that they're not fully tested, not fully knowing all of the side effects, putting you in the big petri dish that is America, and giving out millions and millions and millions of these, now they're finding out that they weren't making them correctly. So we have lots of reasons to be looking at the drugs and the free will that doctors are giving out drugs and say to ourselves, maybe something's wrong here. Maybe something's very bad. Maybe we can fix this. So really, really need you to be knowledgeable, pay attention, get things done, and kind of be on the lookout for any doctor trying to give you a prescription for things. And just do your research. Do your research. It's very important. Another big topic today is that Washington, D.C. is coming up with a list of chemicals that are toxic to children. And they're saying manufacturers of children's products are going to be required to report whether toys, cosmetics, jewelry, apparel, and other items contain these chemicals. They have come up with a list of 59 chemicals that would trigger reporting to the state. Now, this list includes cadmium, which we know came out of McDonald's glasses, formaldehyde, benzene, and bisphenol A. Those are some of the products. And what they're trying to do is get an understanding of what chemicals are in products. Well, if you kind of made a blanket rule that says don't put anything that hasn't been tested in the products, you might find out that that would be the way to go. But no, they're just now coming forward to say that if you're putting in these known bad things, we need to know. So, wow. The rule is applying to retailers like Walmart that directly import products into the U.S. So that's going to be a good step because I don't know about you, but there's an awful lot of imported products in Walmart. cadmium and phthalates have been and lead have been in the not enforced for a long time, and they're saying that this will ensure their enforcement because they're saying the reporting levels are really quite low. And now Washington is not saying this is a health-based standard. They're just trying to get some information. So it's not really saying you don't have to use it. We just want to know if you're putting it in there. Another sideways way to go about fixing things that need to be fixed, and it's not going to be the way to go. It's just another crazy, crazy rule that is not going to achieve the desired results that it's known for, that it's trying to achieve. So, wow, this is stunning. It's just amazing to listen to this. Well, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do our Pledge of Allegiance, and for the Military Order of the Purple Heart that I was there yesterday, I feel bad. And now I feel that I have to do that because that is how the American Legion and the Military Order of the Purple Heart opens up their meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand with me, ladies and gentlemen. Honor your veterans. Veterans Day is coming up in 2 weeks. If you know one, shake their hand, say thank you. And again, go to heroesdinner.com, help us out. We're trying to do a lot of things for veterans. So, Pledge of Allegiance, here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, now I feel better. Okay, thank you very much. Well, there is a guy who went on a 60-day potato diet, has said he wished, the only thing he wished is that he set it for 30 days instead of 60 days. He told the paper that as good and healthy as potatoes are, there's so many ways they can be prepared, and halfway through the diet he said, oh, wow, I was tired of them. So he's on a mission to prove potatoes aren't junk food, and I agree with him. Potatoes organically grown are a great source of potassium and does not have all of that unnatural sugar and high fructose corn syrup that you get in a processed food. And yes, making them into fries is probably not the best way. But he's on a mission, but his mission does wish that his mission wasn't so long. So that's an interesting thing to understand. That's funny. We have there's a study. This is funny. There's a study that reveals there's risky sex behavior among New York City teens. Parents, I want you to pay attention, especially you listening in New York. There's a new study that says you guys need to be paying attention. The study reports higher than average rates of dating violence, forced sex, and risky sexual behavior. Now, if you were at Disease and Diet workshops, you know that some of this stuff can be occurred from our diet. But they're saying one-tenth of sexually active New York City high school students say they've had at least one same-sex partner, and teens who say they've had sexual contact with both sex report higher than average rates of dating violence, forced sex, and risky sexual behavior. All right, so they're saying that teens in New York are they're saying it's troubling but not surprising, but they're saying they're reporting encounters of higher rates of risky behavior and violence. And they're saying that the students who have both male and female partners have a lot of adverse health problems. So this youth risk behavior survey, distributed every 2 years by the health department, is saying that they're finding out that when a teen has multiple partners of the different sexes, they are having more risky sex. Well, that seems like it makes a common sense statement that if you have more sex, you have more risky sex. Yeah, than a person who has sex one or two times with same partner. So parents in New York, start paying attention to your children and let's start getting them knowledgeable on the risky sex behavior. We've got to place this on the parents. The government is not a parent. And I want you to grasp this. The government is not a parent. Now, in reporting drug use, they're finding out that teens and parents underreport it. So they're saying the study isn't true. So while we'll say, only X amount of parents and teenagers do drugs, we're wrong. Teens are 52 times more likely to test positive for cocaine than report using it, while parents are 6.5 times more likely. So basically in all the studies that just ask people, they're finding out they're lying. That's weird, huh? Drug people lying, and so we don't get accurate readings. That's just strange. I don't make this up. I can't make this up. In Wisconsin, all right, they're saying autism rates have stabilized. What? What are you saying? They're saying autism rates could be leveling off at just of 1% of children because between 2002 and 2008, they found the number of kids in state special education autism category nearly doubled. Okay, but the increase was seen in schools that started out with only a few autistic kids, hinting that the statewide rates may be stabilizing. So what they're saying is while it doubled, it may have been in schools that didn't have a lot of autism to begin with. Wow, what a difference between the headline and the article, is it not, ladies and gentlemen? And you know what we found in some of the dietary things that could be causing autism. There's lots of other rumors and other things that we could find that they're saying autism is on the rise. I mean, autism is on the rise. Something has to be doing it. It's not something that just poof comes out of nowhere. We got to find out why this is happening. But what this headline is trying to do is telling you that, hey, don't pay any attention to the autism stats. It may be leveling off. Maybe leveling off. And what they're saying is that's not true. Wow. Let's get some jazz. Let's relax for a second. Gentlemen, this study is saying that it has identified potential stroke triggers. And they're saying downing a few drinks or contracting an infection such as the flu seems to be connected to a short-term spike in the risk of stroke. They're saying, however, this does not prove that alcohol and infections act as a stroke trigger, but they strongly support the notion that they do. I'm going to reread that. They're saying that if you're down a few drinks or contract an infection, you seem to be connected with a short-term spike in the risk of stroke. But it does not prove that they act as stroke triggers, but they strongly support the notion that they act as stroke triggers. They're trying to pull together what is known about the potential triggers of ischemic stroke, the most common form of stroke, in which blood clot disrupts blood flow to the brain. They're saying that there is insufficient evidence on whether the triggers, excuse me, a little sneeze, the triggers do in fact contribute to stroke. I have to apologize for wasting your time with this. The study identifies nothing and does nothing. Wow. On the crazy man front, Oregon's most tattooed man, he has 98% of his body covered in tattoo, has now had ink injected into both of his eyes. He claims he was born with birth defects that inspired him to hide behind his tattoo and has been tattooing his body 20 years ago. And he has a checkered pattern on his face and chest. And he's tattooed his own eyes with two different colors, blue and green. And he says, that's about as far as you can go. But they're saying that that's not good at all. Putting a risk of needle near your eye is grave. He did it himself. So he even has no whites of his eyes, ladies and gentlemen. And he has the checkerboard face and 98% of his body. So how about that for fun? Real big news here for a 10-year-old boy. A Chinese boy fell 20 stories from an apartment window and landed on a parked car. The doctor at People's Hospital of Guizhou in southern China says the boy suffered skull fractures, bleeding on the brain, and remains under close observation, but of course says it's a miracle the boy is still alive. The fall is assumed to be accidental. And this is right on the heels of a New York man surviving 39 stories and crashing through a car's back window. So now we're learning that obviously the beer gut saves you from a knife attack. The love handle saves you from being shot. Nothing on your head saves you. But cars are now a good place to land if you ever find yourself coming off of buildings. So we get to the bottom of things that you need to know here on Fix the Family, Fix America. We got to start having fun. As I was talking about earlier, and I see and meet more and more people, and I'm just really wanting everyone to have a good time with your life. Yes, you're going to go through struggles. Yes, you're going to go through hard times. Yes, there's going to be times where you just feel like the whole world is hitting you in the face, like pretty much now in my life. But you have to sit back and you have to say, well, I'm still here. I can either go forward or I can quit. I can either change course or move in a straight line. I can either zig or zag or fall off this cliff. I can walk around, jump over, swim through, whatever it takes. And I want you to be able to say that. I want you to be able to be there. I want to fix the family and in turn fix America. And I've been on a mission for doing that for the last year. And I've been on a mission to help people for the last 7 years. And I've got to say, it's been very rewarding helping people. It's been very fantastic. And the people I meet and the people I've been meeting recently is just stunning. And that's why we gotta start having fun. We gotta start finding ways to make things happen. We've gotta start moving forward, and I'm willing and able to do and help anyone as much as I can. I know as well as anybody, times are tough. I know as well as anybody, things hit you. My biggest quote is, life happens to you no matter what your plan is. It's amazing. You can actually feel. I know how you feel. You can actually feel like you're getting there. You've taken a step forward and then something slaps you back. You can feel like you've made progress. You busted your tail. You busted your hump. You made some progress. And then something just beats you all the way back to where you were. And we have to fix that. We have to find the stability of happiness. We have to find the stability of calmness. We have to find the stability of being who we want to be and helping who we want to help and loving who we want to love. This is a heartfelt issue. Recently, as regular listeners of this show know, it's been an up and down year for Fix the Family, Fix America. Me personally. But I want to let you know that we're still here, we're still pushing, we're still going. And that's what I want you to do. I get so many people that come up and go, I got this. I need help here, and I help here. And we help them, and they step up, and they change. They become better people. And when you see that, you know that it can happen. Everyone's been through something tough. Everyone's been through something tough. And if you're going through something tough, you can get through it. We're here to help. Go to fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. If you want to help a veteran, go to heroesdinner.com. And if you need help, just email me. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. Send me a message. I need to get everyone moving forward as much as I possibly can. I really want you to move forward. And good news, ladies and gentlemen, they did a study recently, and they said people fall in love brain, body, and soul. You're all in. The brain is just as involved in this new study in loving someone as just as much as the heart. They did a research to understand love and found 12 areas of your brain. 12 areas of your brain seem to be working together when just a glimpse at Mr. Right or Mrs. Right makes you swoon. And they're also saying it takes about a fifth of a second to fall in love, which is makes fall in love at first sight absolutely true. The scientists wanted to bring some rationality to the irrational and see if love exists in the brain, and they found it, yes. Different areas of the brain release euphoria-inducing chemicals such as dopamine, oxytocin, the so-called love hormone, adrenaline, and vasopressin, known from animal studies to cause aggression and territorial behavior. The blood levels of the nerve growth factor, a protein that plays a role in survival and maintenance of brain cells, also increase the falling in love and going through the process of falling in love actually makes you healthier. The molecule plays an important role in social chemistry between humans. And so these results confirm love has a scientific basis. And that's why Fix the Family, Fix America with your positive fathering. You love your child. Make a Difference Mothering, you love your child. You love your spouse with pull-through parenting. And then reveal your success, you can reveal the love in you for all things. Now, they also found that the maternal love is just showing up in a region deep in the middle of the brain. And it contains receptors for mother-child bonding. And that unconditional love is deeper than the other love that produces all the other hormone issues. So Make a Difference Mothering is vital. And the same thing exists paternal. Now, the speed of love going to the human brain, obviously, in fifth of a second, because it can go to work reviewing past experiences. The brain processes can mean the difference between feeling butterflies in your stomach or not. And that's why they found out that you get so heartbroken after a breakup. So now there's true facts behind all of that. So the maternal and paternal instincts that you're feeling, parents, it's in the para-aqueductal gray matter. In the middle of the brain. That's an unconditional love. Does that mean that there are some parents that are missing that? The ones that you look around and you see? Does this mean that relationships falter when something goes wrong in the brain? Can things that go wrong in the brain be dealt with our diet? We're going to get to the bottom of all of this, ladies and gentlemen. We're still going. We're never stopping. Fix the Family, Fix America, Fix the Diet. So you need to get somewhere, and that is to Earth Fair tonight, 6 o'clock. For Disease in the Diet Workshop, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff that's anti-soy. That's right. Remember, I'm on a war to stop the human ingestion of soy. We don't have to stop using it as a paint thinner or an adhesive or an herbicide or even eco-friendly cleaning products. We don't stop any of that. But we need to stop ingesting it. So be there tonight. Thank you for listening. Fix the Family, Fix America again. Lots of amazing stuff. Sandhill.soulofficer.com. We were live on set. Be sure to be there. So do your work. Go home. Kiss your significant other. Put your children to bed. Give them a good night. Hug and kiss. And then have a great libation. Thank you very much. Have a great one.